today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us. The topic of this episode is the kindness of the Prophet.
رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرمين نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون صلى الله عليه وآله آه يا نبي.
Today, Friday, 29th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar-Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar-Hijri calendar, and the 15th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we'll listen to chapter Ahzab, verse 40 from the Holy Quran and the important point of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما.
Muhammad is not the father of any one of your men, but he is the messenger of Allah and last of the prophets, and ever is Allah of all things knowing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This holy verse is the only verse which consists of both the name of Holy Prophet and has mentioned his messengership in the form of two titles, Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, the Seal of the Prophets. Moreover, the holy verse also hints to this fact that the Prophet's passion is above the passion of a father to his child, because his passion is the messenger's passion to the Ummah. Especially the Holy Messenger, who knows there will come no messenger after him, and he must foresee whatever is necessary for the Ummah until the hereafter, carefully and with utmost sympathy.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin
This is today's special under the title of the kindness of the Prophet. Prophet Muhammad was the embodiment of mercy. He showed compassion to all those around him, family, orphans, friends, strangers, and even enemies. He also treated the environment and animals with respect and mercy. He taught his followers that because animals were part of Allah's creation, they should be treated with dignity and due care. The tradition of Prophet Muhammad reminds us that humankind was put on this earth to be the custodian of Allah's creation. Treating animals with kindness and mercy is just one of the responsibilities embedded in that custodianship. Prophet Muhammad's words and behavior make it clear that causing creatures pain and suffering is not only completely unacceptable, but we will also be answerable to Allah for such actions. If someone kills a sparrow for sport, the sparrow will cry out on the day of judgment, "O Lord, that person killed me in vain. He did not kill me for any useful purpose."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the Prophet of Mercy, Prophet of Peace, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The issue of treating friends well was also extended to include relations. He emphasized on this matter because he deeply held the view that only kindness prolongs life and a person is deprived of provisions for the faults he commits. So let's ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us the real, to help us to be the real follower of this Prophet of Mercy, to learn from the merciful acts of our Holy Prophet in our daily lives and implement it in our daily lives. May Allah give us the tawfiq to imitate whatever He has done with His people around Him in our lives. If such a manner becomes prevalent in the society, there would be no problem among the people's relation in this world and the relation of people towards others and towards their, towards the nature, towards other creatures, and they could naturally understand the relationship between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His own creatures as well. Till our next session, I'll live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special about Prophet Muhammad's emphasis on treating children equally. Sadly, a common problem amongst parents is to favor one child over the other. The Prophet commanded fairness in the treatment of one's children, always praising one child, constantly comparing children, preferring sons to daughters, or showering one with gifts at another's expense are all prevalent issues we face with parenting. This should be avoided at all costs, and it is dangerous to a child who may develop low self-esteem and, in turn, an inferiority complex. Indeed, we have seen how Prophet Muhammad was a role model in caring for children. He has taught us how to treat them well and how to express our love and joy for the gift of having them in our lives. It is now our obligation to learn how best to treat our children and to incorporate these teachings into our own daily life.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي يا محمد
سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
One of the lessons from the Holy Prophet is not having anger in your heart. We learn more about it. The Prophet states, when one of you becomes angry while standing, he should sit down. If the anger leaves him, well and good. Otherwise, he should lie down. The Holy Prophet remains the pinnacle of the best of human traits and qualities, and of those traits was his control over his temper. Removing anger from oneself is one of the most important aspects of being a practicing Muslim. By learning how to deal with any problem through Islamic values, one can help remove unhealthy anger and the consequences that stem from angry reactions.
Now we get to Ghazwat Tabuk. This is the final station. First of all, in the Battle of Tabuk, Rasulullah did something extremely unusual, never done before. He kept Imam Ali in the city of Medina with the women and children and the elderly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there is something that, first of all, Rasulullah wanted to take the vengeance of Ja'far, and also because the Romans had threatened to invade Medina. So Rasulullah took his biggest army yet of 30,000 men, and he marched towards the Levant, towards Sham. There when he arrived, the Romans had forfeited. There was no battlefield. There was no bloodshed. Now you know why he didn't take Imam Ali. And he's returning to Medina. Now Rasulullah is returning with 30,000 of his troops. This is the genius of Rasulullah. He announces to the Muslims that you all take the normal route, I will take another route. This route is called the route of Aqaba. Let me read to you from Musnad, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Nobody should take that route besides Rasulullah. Only Rasulullah is going through that route. Look at his genius. Ammar is the one that holds the she-camel. And Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, another companion, is walking next to the she-camel. Rasulullah has the third. That's it. He's outnumbered. If you want to kill Muhammad, this is the time. إِذْ أَقْبَلَ رَحْطٌ مُثَلَّمُونَ عَلَى الرَّوَاحِلِ. They were sitting on their horses, but their face was were concealed. غَشَوْ عَمَّارِ. They attacked Ammar. وَهُوَ يَسُوقُ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ. And he was holding on to the she-camel of Rasulullah. وَأَقْبَلَ عَمَّارِ يَضْرِبُ وُجُوهَ الرَّوَاحِلِ. They got so close that Ammar with a whip and a sword started hitting the faces of their horses. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لِحُذَيْفَ. Rasulullah told his other companion, Hudhayfa, قَدْ قَدْ. Slow down, ya Hudhayfa. حَتَّى هَبَطَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Rasulullah descended the she-camel. فَلَمَّا هَبَطَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نزل ورجع عمار فقال. عمار, who was fighting those guys, came back. يا عمار هل عرفت القوم. يا عمار, do you know those people? Rasulullah in his genius asks عمار this question. يا عمار هل عرفت القوم. قال عرفت عامة الرواحل والقوم مثلمون. I knew their horses, but their faces were covered. Allahu Akbar. And when he returned back, what does he tell Amir al-Mu'mineen? He returns back to Amir al-Mu'mineen and he says to him, Ya Ali, I left you in Medina as my successor. Why? Ya Ali, anta minni bimanzilati Haruna min Musa, illa annahu la nabiyya ba'di. There is no prophet after me.
Thank you very much for joining us. That was all for this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we'll meet you soon in another episode. Till then, we'll leave you in Allah's blessings and في أمان الله.
مصطفى أنت النبي الأمين والسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين. أنت النبي الأمين والسيد المرسلين.